what? What are you looking at me like that for?
It's true.
Oh my goodness.
This guy knows about movies.
Let's go to Ian's house and play ping pong.
Whoa.
Friday, we could do it.
You can wake up your brother and
see
what he does.
If you're going to be around, Friday we'll be playing poker and then we can play some ping pong. If you'd be around.
After your
dinner or whatever. I don't know how late we'll go. When do you even want to start? If you're going to be able.
I'm
what's your number, Ian? Maybe I'll call you sometime to chat.
Well, you got my. What
the hell do you want?
You got my business card, right?
Yeah. Does it have your number on it?
It has my cell.
There you go. That's
all I need
in life. So when I have it on
half
me.
Half the time doesn't work.
Half the time doesn't work.
What do you do, Ian? Where do you work?
I do sort of freelance videography stuff. So I'm pretty much an assistant.
That means that he directs porno.
No, it doesn't mean that.
Have you ever done it?
Done porno?
Porno.
No.
That's good.
I wouldn't be interested in it. He was trying to talk me into starting to write some software things. I'm like, I'd rather
write
crappy action
movies.
Here's
how you get into the film industry, right? You write some porno. You direct it.
And then nothing becomes of
you. And then you're in.
Literally and figuratively. No, I was kind of a student for a while. I was sort of a...
She's going to ask if you're in. Is that what you're saying?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, man.
Tell me when you're in. I'm already done.
Oh
man, that's not cool. Wait, are you making fun of me, or were you just making?
I don't know if I'm right. Tell me.
I think he was making fun of you, Ian.
Yeah,
you tell me.
As if he'd know.
I wouldn't know. That's the point.
But he wishes he did. Maybe the joke's on you,
that's,
Zach.
That's his loss, I guess.
The joke's on me.
The joke's on you.
That's not gonna happen.
Excuse me.
For some reason, Kristen.
I need to make sure.
Kristen's ruined.
Then you should go to the bathroom.
How? What do you mean? With her constant sex talk?
Yes.
I know. I was.
Like traumatized you forever.
It hasn't traumatized me. It's turned me into a better man.
A cocky bastard. Is that what you mean?
I'm not cocky.
Literally and figuratively.
Oh, I'm literally cocky, but not figuratively.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I'm definitely bringing you guys some paper over here.
I wave my cock
so you can
about.
Make your little notes and. You writing trust again?
I shall smite thee.
Maybe,
I want it written somewhere. Maybe there's that small.
It doesn't need to be on your body.
Why don't you just get it on a business card and show it to people when they want to see it? Here, look, I'll draw exactly what it should be.
You could look for the kanji for it, and then you can make that like the little thing on your business card.
Kanji?
Yeah, the reason I chose pomegranate is because the first 16mm student film I ever made was I shot my friend Johnny doing this because I couldn't shoot myself. But what I do when I get pomegranates, because I really like them, they're tasty, mm-hmm. is I break them up real methodically, mm-hmm. and then I pop all the seeds off. It sounds like it's going somewhere, it's really not. Yeah, I pop all the seeds off. I have to cleanse, you have to rinse them in water and all that, and then just save them all up in a big, like, cup. Stick them in the freezer for a while. It's mm-hmm. good. Eat them with a spoon.
In a freezer?
Yeah, it gives them a little pop, a little crunch.
They put a little sugar on.
Yeah, I know, but sometimes they'll keep longer if you put them in the freezer too.
Uh-huh.
I did like 8-6 of them one time while I was watching Ocean's 13, which actually wasn't such a bad movie. I think I posted a little review for it on some web thing.
There you go. This is the one that's not crossed out
with hearts.
That's the lamest thing I've ever seen.
It's like some kind of Care Bear.
That's thing. Like something a 12-year-old would have on her like. Textbook cover, Except for with Johnny inside of it instead.
The movie strip. If you just turn
Johnny,
just now, am I going to do it?
Isn't that like a typical boy's name?
Johnny.
Johnny Angel.
Do, 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 do. Yeah, yeah.
Whatever,
my name is John, actually. It's annoying, but it's true.
What?
Shut up.
Really?
No, it's not.
Yeah. Ian is John.
No, it's not.
It's Gaelic for John.
Can I write something on your arm? Can I give you a tattoo?
Wow. What do you want to do?
I don't know.
I don't know, I'm pretty hairy.
Let me make it happen.
Your hirsute? Your very hirsute.
Here's my arm. Do what you need to. That's going to be at the end of the podcast. Here's my arm. Do what you need to.
How many times I've ended my night saying that?
I know. Hey, remember the thing about alive? And you'll never know until you're in that situation?
Yeah.
I think I know now. Yeah. A little bit.
What would you do?
I'd let someone write on my arm. I always said I wouldn't do that.
And now you're doing it.
And now I'm doing it. I've been drinking a lot of whiskey tonight.
Yeah. I love that you keep saying that.
The magic of
I like how last time we did a podcast, I was drinking a lot of rum.
Yeah, I know.
That's what it takes to
get. And then tonight I drink wine.
Become loquacious.
Loquacious. Gregarious. Don't draw a heart.
I'm not.
You do whatever you need to there, though, I guess. I don't want to know.
Don't even look till it's done.
Yeah, I know. We should shave my arm first or something.
Does it feel weird?
I burn enough hair off my arms when I'm outside having a fire anyway.
I shave my balls every once in a while.
Please don't ever tell us that information again.
I shave my balls every once in a while.
It seems painful. Like how do you really... I mean, because it's not like it's a smooth surface.
Razor.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the razor.
Do you do it with the vibrating...
Yeah, it ends up taking way too long, so I don't do it right now.
Do you use like the sideburn trimmer thing of an electric razor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because as you can tell, I don't trim my sideburns, so there's no use for it.
You know, I just use it. I use the Mach 3 to shave.
Oh, the Mach 3, nice.
Yeah, because it's got blades. It's got a triple edge. This thing's got a triple edge.
It's got five blades.
And as you know, because you wrote it,
it peels off layers of skin.
No, I don't know. I really don't like to shave, but I figure it's nice to do that every now and again.
Too slow?
It's an anchor with a rope.
With a rope.
It's not a very good rope.
Do you do an anchor on a rope?
But it's an anchor.
That's you're nice, like Popeye. Dude. You totally look like Popeye.
Popeye doesn't have it on his forearm, does he?
Yeah, dude.
It's a spinach?
It's totally not his arm. He does have a bicep.
I could draw a can of spinach on you, too, if you want.
Draw a can of...
A can of spinach.
Kato-pectin.
And then we're going to have a staring contest.
A can of...
You want a can of spinach?
No, draw a can of evaporated milk.
Why evaporated milk?
Because it's awesome. Yeah, write evaporated milk, too. Ian, you got to get that tattooed, man.
I don't know. I'm beginning to see the appeal of tattoo, because this actually does feel kind of nice.
Yeah, it's not going to feel like that when it's a needle.
No, I don't think it will.
But... Nope, we'll mark this.
That stuff feels kind of nice. What are you doing now, man?
I'm just looking at some ESPN stuff.
ESPN.
Looked at everything.
You don't like sports?
Are you obsessed with sports?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
I am.
He doesn't give a crap.
I'm one of those diplomatic people that can talk to just about anybody about just about anything. So to actually answer your question, because I'm long-winded most of the time, with all my little asides and parentheticals, as I'm sure you can see whenever I send you an email or anything.
Mm-hmm. You can stop them right
I
now.
I just did stop them. No, I like, my brother and Zach both like football, so I can watch it, and I kind of, I'm learning to enjoy it. I don't like baseball, so I can't make myself watch that. I kind of like basketball. I like to know a little bit about those sorts of things. I know a little bit about politics, but I could kind of care less.
Who won the World Series last year?
Was it the Red Sox again? In kind of an unremarkable thing, right?
Yes, and everyone was pissed.
It was like in the game four. It has to be four.
Who won the NBA Finals?
I've really fallen off on basketball, but I know a couple years ago it was Detroit again, but it wasn't last year, was it?
No, it was the Spurs.
Oh, the Spurs, yeah. See, when it's boring teams, I know something. You know what the thing is? There's no. When I used to really like it was like back when Barkley and Barkley. Jordan, Pippen, and Ewing and Rodman, when there was like some personalities, but they were on different teams, you know, sort of. And so there's really something going on there. But, I don't know. Mostly I just...
I should be a tattoo artist.
I like to watch, you know, cop shows.
Yeah, cop shows. How's The Wire going for
you? I haven't gotten started on season 4 because I started watching Samurai Jack season 1 instead.
Jerk.
It's pathetic.
You're Popeye.
You know, The Wire is the best show ever made, right?
I know, it's pretty good.
it says spinach. That's good, dude. You should totally be a tattoo artist. That looks like what a sailor would have gotten, actually.
I know.
It does. It really does. That looks good.
I'll keep it forever.
I'll cut you right now and put ink in you.
Yeah, do it.
For a second there, you looked like you really wanted to do it. For a second there, I actually thought maybe I would let you.
I would actually do it if you wanted me to. But
no, that's okay.
I think it would be a bad idea if you let me.
Yeah, I think it would be.
That's pretty much close. I don't think you should shower for like a week so you can keep that awesome tattoo.
Yeah.
Or just don't scrub that part of your body. Leave your right arm out of the shower.
You know, you can...
I actually feel tired.
I could. I've decided not to get a tattoo. I'm officially depressed.
Why are you depressed?
I still might randomly do it. Don't be shocked
when
I come
do
up with
random
a tattoo.
Just
like
dye
that.
Your hair.
You're smarter than that. You're better than that.
I actually am thinking about doing that tomorrow.
No, you're smarter and you're better. You'll just do it because you're bored.
Close
don't
to
be bored.
Black with purple streaks.
Black with purple streaks.
Purple streaks to what?
My hair.
I thought you were talking about a tattoo.
Close to black approach.
Try it platinum blonde.
No, don't do blonde.
Platinum blonde.
It's so I can look like a porn star?
Ooh. Mm.
Black with purple?
No, platinum blonde.
No,
black with purple is more thinking. Punk. Yeah, I like it.
That would... That, you look like a... Yeah, you...
More punk if the year was like 1987.
I give you the go-ahead on the hair thing. That would work. That would look
hair
good.
Hair grows out.
Yeah, I know.
Not always.
I think that's why I change my hair all the time. Is because I know it'll give me the satisfaction of doing something random, but...
It's nice, you
know,
now.
It can change.
It's good.
It's just brand.
It'll sate your change lust.
It's just my it's not natural color.
It's good.
Depressed
candidate. I know, but weirdness, the black and purple would be actually very cool.
I don't know if I should go quite like all the way black, but like dark brown. Extreme. Dark brown with purple streaks.
Not like jet black.
Because I think if I was jet black, I'd look like a ghost.
Yeah, the contrast might be a little high. Mm-hmm. You'd have pretty fair skin.
I've done it before, it was like black, and when I was in the sun, it looked bright purple.
That's weird.
That's crazy.
You put a little like redness to the brown, that might look neat.
Yeah, I've done that way too many times.
Get tired of it?
Yeah, a lot of purple streaks.
Purple streaks.
It'd be much easier just to do.
So stick with that, but then have purple.
A little bit darker than this. That was some purple.
Yeah, okay. Let's see. No, I'll give you the go ahead on that. Yeah.
That's all I was waiting for.
I know, I get the rubber stamp.
Awesome. I have a cough for some reason. Why am I just coughing?
You know, you're coughing like you have an itch in your throat.
I do. That's what it is. It's just that I have... It's not like there's, phlegm or anything. I just have an itch in my throat.
You drink lots of water during the day? Now you're just not? Or something like you're more used to having it?
Because it's been so cold, I actually haven't been drinking water very much because it just makes me cold.
Yeah, I don't like to drink cold water.
But I've been drinking tea, hot tea. So
what kind
of
tea do you like?
Water, but...
You know, they make pomegranate tea? I just had a couple glasses at home. It was really good.
Did you just crush some pomegranate
tea? No. It's pomegranate tea. I think
it actually sounds delicious. I love pomegranate.
I think, yeah, I know. We talked about that part, right? That's why I brought it up. Okay. I was paying attention. I think it's Brunswick or whatever makes it.
Brunswick?
They're the
bowling company?
Well, no. Each one is like an individual. Like you open up the box of it and then they're each individual. It's pretty tasty. I mean, I like tea really strong, so like it tastes good with an episode of Samurai Jack. You know, you have a little tea, a little pomegranate tea, and watch an episode of Samurai Jack. You would understand if you saw it.
I don't think I could ever watch it.
Probably not.
Who is it on?
It's not on anymore. It was too good for Cartoon Network. Really, it was the kind of show, like Zach says, it was
stopped and no one watched it and it got canceled.
Is that what you said? That's what usually happens to good stuff, right?
Happens to stuff that Ian likes.
Yeah.
Like Elvis, he got canceled.
Ooh, Elvis didn't get canceled.
I love Elvis.
I've heard. You got your calendar, right? I think I was with him when he was getting that.
Yeah.
And then like 2 days later, I accidentally bought some Elvis candy.
If Elvis was here right now, she'd be making that one.
It was amazing.
No,
he'd be like, hey, let's go right there. You just start making that.
Exactly.
He'd be pretty old right now. Wouldn't he be in like 70s or something?
It doesn't even matter.
Oh, gross.
Because even George Clooney, how old is he? He's dead sexy.
He's in his 50s.
That's not that old. That's definitely not as old as 70 something.
This thing is still recording. Oh wow, it is. It's got like 2 minutes left.
Nice.
I'm gonna hold
this
through.
Let's make this last 2 minutes super exciting.
So this one time at band camp.
Let's talk about someone we hate. Micah.
Don't do that.
I know. Gosh, I thought he was going to come over tonight and I almost canceled the podcast.
I was supposed to call him when we were done, but I'm glad we're not yet because then I would have had to call him already.
I know. It's horrible. I seriously almost was like, screw you. I'm calling Ian and I'm just going to go to his house and we're going to do a podcast over there.
I could meet you halfway.
Don't like Micah.
You could podcast somewhere on, I always want to say Tompkins Hill Road, but it's North Bank.
Yeah, North Bank Road. That'd be the halfway.
Right on the side of North Bank. That'd be an adventurous.
Actually, truth be told, I think I did tell you that because of the way this thing picks up so much ambient stuff, you do have to find at least a quiet place to do it.
And I was trying to be really quiet when I was making my pizza, but
no, you were fine. I don't care about that kind of crap. I just meant, you know, you couldn't do a podcast like at a restaurant.
We can't do it at Starbucks or something.
Yeah, wouldn't work.
Molly's lipstick got a cute.
Like bar stocks. What? Whose lips?
You have to compare.
Whose lips are those?
Didn't you say they're Molly's?
They're Kristen's.
Oh.
Molly's.
You said my sister.
My glass.
Your sister.
I decided not to.
You said my sister. Anymore.
I never said that. What?
I had a glass for water and I don't know what I did with it.
I probably threw it away. I threw it in the trash.
Out of defiance.
Virgin unveils new spaceship.
I knew that watching that movie was going to just put me out for the day.
You know what? Don't blame the movie for
that. I blame the movie for my inability to want to be talkative right now. I've been real monotone the whole time. I mean, yeah, uh-huh, okay.
I don't know if that's going to work. I can't find any lipstick right now. I just got to find lip gloss.
You're just going to really tax it to its maximum, huh? Uh-huh. There's no clean space on this particular
room. There is clean space.
I really need to bring over some more paper. If for no other reason than to give you something to kiss, right? Part two. This is that same yammering section that I'm going to hate myself when I have to edit it and I'm sober.
Safety dance.
On Saturday. But it'll give me something to do.
You're going
to
be sober on Saturday?
Yeah, I will before Arts Alive. Then I'll go to Arts
Alive.
Does
Ian ever drink?
Yeah.
Saturdays.
Sometimes.
And at poker games.
I've never ever seen him drink.
Whenever he wants to free the beast, he just drinks a little bit.
Does he become an angry drunk?
No. Not really.
Well, it's freeing the beast then.
Oh, that's just what Seth says about
Seth. I fear that you...
No.
Made...
I'm pretty much like what anyone else would be if I drink, you know?
I'm not being obnoxious.
This guy's serious about the safety
needs. I'm obnoxious all the time, though. Sometimes.
Should I turn this off?
This is fantastic.
I'm enjoying it personally.
It's good. It's good music.
Oh, the podcast.
Have you seen the video? Yeah, you do this. This is the safety dance. Except it looks more like Gumby's going like, no, don't hurt me.
All right. I gotta do this to this violently, apparently.
Like this?
Yeah. It's like you're trying to make a square. Keep like 90 degrees.
Yeah, you do it. It has to make a square. You have to do it violently.
No, don't do it behind your head.
Oh, I see.
See, and you can skip along when you do it, and you wear like a long like skirt, like a flowing white skirt.
You just be violent about it.
Then we teach you how to rebel yell, like Billy Idol.
He does it so hard there. He goes like this. He keeps doing that.
Cause that one's good. You need to know how to rebel yell.
Rebel yell. You know the rebel yell, right?
Remember when I was showing you? And you really hated me.
I don't like Rebel Yell, but you have to see it.
I got my scarf.
You're quite cold because you're in bare feet.
I'm just thinking of putting my socks on, but I like being barefoot.
I do too. I do it the whole time when I'm at home, when I'm drinking and relaxing in my private life. Then I trust no one to ever see.
You have to do your hand at a perfect 90 degree angle.
Yeah, you have to do it like this. And you keep it stiff. So, and you move with it like this. Yeah.
Like,
and you can sneer a little. You got it way good, yeah.
Come on. I'm gonna cough.
With the midnight hour, she wants maw, maw, maw. With the rebel yell.
I love that he does this sleep here. Yeah. With the lip up. However that works.
Have you seen the SNL with Frank Sinatra and Billy Idol?
Yeah.
And he's like, "What? Don't sneer at the people. They want to like you." And he's trying to convince Luther Campbell that he has talent. But I ain't got any talent. Listen to me, baby. You're good. You're golden. It's a sketch with Phil Hartman. I'm sorry.
I
like SNL.
I know. I mean, I don't.
Ebony and Ivory thing with him.
You're blind as a bat, and I can sing. Yeah. And Stevie Wonder. But that was Piscopo doing Sinatra.
Piscopo.
I prefer...
Piscopo's impressions were terrible.
Yeah, but I prefer Hartman, because I just prefer Hartman in anything that Hartman did. Like, News Radio was hilarious.
I like White Wedding much better. Sorry.
I wonder if News Radio would have just been like The Office if it were a one-camera show.
It's funnier than The Office.
You don't like...
More dry.
Yeah, but, like, did you like... You like The British Office, right?
Yeah. That's a little dry.
Yeah,
it
is.
It just reminds me of The Wedding Singer.
But you don't like the American one because it's just gone on too long. Like, you feel like
no,
it kind of wears thin.
No, it's funny to me. It's like it's trying too hard.
SNL?
No, I'm talking about The Office.
The British one is really presented like a documentary because it's...
Yeah,
it's
small enough, too.
You could watch it and not think it was funny at all. It's just Billy Idol be a Billy.
Are you doing White Wedding now? You just jump the gun, huh?
What just happened right there?
He's taking off his stuff.
Here he is.
This guy's sweet.
He's awful.
Yeah.
My voice is totally like
just like his.
Yes, and also it's going away because I keep coughing. Wait, Ian, don't you think this is an amazing song?
Oh my gosh, it was almost over.
What? What did we get here?
Freaking song from Wedding Singer.
With Billy Idol?
No, the stupid song. Is
Adam Sandler. I'll admit I actually do kind of like this movie.
It's such a good movie. And this song is amazing.
This
one?
Yeah, yeah. I understand. I understand all that. Why don't you do wedding rings?
It is a bit overly romantic. But that's sort of the point, right?
But it's reality, though. It's not like, ooh, I'm bad for you, crap.
Like, when I'm 64, you think that's a good...
Give me my coat and you are cold. This one's here for already.
Ooh, that's a deal breaker. Get out of my way, Billy. This is the best part, right? And he's like, no, I don't think so. It's like on a first name. Because it's like part of like his reality. Like he's had to deal with Billy before.
I like how the biker is like, defends Billy Idol.
Yeah, no one made fun of Billy Idol. Just soft focus.
Meth whore.
He knows all the stuff for the
rainbow. He's a meth Nazi.
She's
a meth Nazi.
Did you watch that yet?
No.
You just remember me telling you about it? Oh god, you got it. It was Wendell from the labor department. And then he's got that line that's from True Romance. This is for Cody. I'm gonna start watching those. I'm almost done with Stroker and Hoops, and then I watch those for my Saturday comedy before I watch cartoons.
You watch comedy first?
I watch like Venture Brothers or something. I usually watch Venture Brothers or something. And then I end with, I don't know, something that's not as good.
I end with comedy to have good dreams.
And like Ghost in the Shell or something.
Let's see what else I can listen to the Rachel Hay.
You Know My Heart Will Go On? She did it in one take.
No way.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it, so.
We should sit back down. Those are so cool.
That's a good idea, actually.
Mm-hmm. The comfort of the chair.
Yeah. Except for now, we're just getting fat.
Getting fat?
No. Getting there.
I don't know. Here, do this. You're burning some kind of calories, right?
Okay.
Think really hard. What's pi?
3.14159.
Wrong.
That's actually correct.
That is correct. 3.14159265.
No, I didn't do the whole
thing. You didn't do the whole thing. That isn't the whole thing.
But I did part of it.
You did quite a few. You didn't even do... I mean, you know, it's like it keeps going and going.
Yeah, it goes on forever.
Apparently, but doesn't that seem weird to you?
3.14 is what most people are just saying.
Yeah, 3.14. How many centimeters are in an inch?
Don't ask me those kinds of questions.
2.54. Oh, you son of a
bitch. That's how many centimeters are in an inch, mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Are you writing this down?
She is. Even the pen's all dried up from wasting it on my arm here.
1.4 kilometers equals 1 mile.
Which is why you'll see
that's
like
very useful.
Like if you go to Canada or something like it's like 80 kilometers an hour.
Especially since I always watch Top Gear, a British show, and they're always talking the kilometers and I never understand what they're
saying. What's that show about?
Cars.
It's a car show?
Vehicles, yeah. It's British. So it's hilarious because they don't have any kind of, they don't have to watch what they're talking about and offend people, so they like
say what they mean.
Say what they want to say.
Is it like a garage show?
Well, they're like they'll compare like really expensive nice cars, well, like
European cars, right?
To your Chevy Cobalt.
Okay.
And so, like, you get to see these really awesome cars, and then see how well these really cheap, crappy cars do.
And half the time, you send it being like, you know, they both got the same engine, so what's the deal?
No. And they'll, like, talk crap about some cars and stuff, but they, like, they're just into cars, and they'll show you, like...
Crazy.
You know, nice cars and weird cars. Like, they show the smallest car in the world. It's very economical. Like, you could barely fit in it. It's just, like, this tiny little thing, and this guy drove it to his office.
This is the largest automobile I can afford.
Yeah, he, like, drove it into his office. He, like, went into the elevator and everything, went up to his office and drove it around. It was so tiny. It
doesn't seem practical. Did you see the car auction? It was on Speed Vision, like, last weekend. We were watching that. The car auction, it was in Scottsdale, Arizona, I think.
Uh-huh.
Jalen was there. Yeah, I guess every year, all these, like, fancy cars, there was, I don't know. I think there was some really nice new Corvette and all that kind of crap.
Yeah, no, they like, the first time I ever watched it, they had this Rolls Royce on there that was just, like, amazing.
Yeah, there was a Rolls Royce at the car auction.
It was so amazing.
Was it, like, really expensive cars?
Who's this?
Yngwie Malmsteen.
You love your speed metal, don't you?
He's the greatest guitar player ever.
The proficiency.
I actually enjoy this stuff.
That's good stuff.
It's Bach right here. He's playing really fast. This is pretty much Svoboda Sligov. This is who they based him after.
There's this bald guy. I have no idea what his name is, but he's this amazing guitarist.
Is he like bald for real, or is he like bald but like long hair where he's not bald? You mean like is he like a clean-shaven head?
He's just clean-shaven head. My friends went to go see his concert, and I like that he has a video of his concert, and they just so happened to film the concert that they went to.
Cool.
So they're in it, but it's just like he's amazing. I can never remember what his name is.
It's Joe Satriani.
Maybe that it was
really familiar.
Joe Satriani. Yeah. That's what I was gonna say. Because that's the only person I know of. It's a guitar.
2006, but looks like he has hair.
It was like in probably 2002 or 2001 when they went.
2000s are almost over. It's crazy, huh?
Oh, he doesn't have hair. Yeah. Is that him?
Oh, yeah, I need to kind of hear the music and look at him.
I saw the last few minutes of the Tim and Eric. It looked like they got into a fight.
It was good. Yeah,
yeah,
it was fantastic. It's taking
yeah. And then
because in the beginning, Eric showed Tim, or he showed at the beginning of the show, he showed a picture of Tim when he was a baby in the bath with his mom, and you can see his dick in the picture. It's like a little baby, you know. And he's like, "Look at that. It's so small." And they keep cutting back to Tim, and they keep painting his face and neck like redder and redder, like he's getting more embarrassed. And he's like, "Can we stop showing this, Mike? Can we stop?" And then like afterwards, he comes up to Eric like later on the show, and he's like, "Hey, man, that was really uncool what you did." And ended up having a fight in the parking lot, and Eric
he pulls
kills
his heart
him,
out. Yeah,
kills
I saw
him,
that.
He eats his heart,
and then there's the funeral for him.
Yeah, and then his actual dad,
his actual
is like
the,
he only
absolutely.
Leaves.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, and he doesn't attend the funeral. He just gets into video message, and he keeps saying, "Eric, I'm really proud of you, and I think what you've done is great. Congratulations on your career."
It's terrible.
Oh, the money pit is on. I love the money pit.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's good. Got the guy from Die Hard as the conductor?
Yep.
It's not a terrible movie from the 80s.
It's good. What he says. Time for a lunch break. Go stuff yourselves. I hope you choke. Says that to his orchestra.
Eating a piece of ice?
Yeah. It's a sign of iron deficiency.
It's also a sign of sexual frustration if you crunch it. Never do that to me.
I'm gonna have a power bar.
Why would you do that? You're gonna be up forever.
I'm gonna be up forever.
You're also gonna get fat.
I'm already fat. Power bars are good for you, so. Good dietary thing.
I don't eat power bars.
Do you like cranberries?
All right. I don't
Would
have
you
any
like power
stuff.
Bars?
I never had a power bar. So I couldn't judge it. No.
You've never had a power bar?
This is actually just a cliff bar, it's not.
Really?
It's giving me the power to climb a cliff.
You just kind of have to have a power bar in your life.
Especially
the
like
peanut butter
mud
chocolate.
That's been smashed together with rocks and put
nuts. If there were a circumstance under which I would be eating one, then I guess there would be a circumstance under which I'd be eating one.
Like if I brought one to you?
Yeah. I think you'd know by now. Have you been kayaking in the Grand Canyon? Most of the people that have herpes for some reason like to go kayaking in the Grand Canyon. Did you see this?
Gonorrhea from sitting on a tractor.
Did you?
Gosh, because my slut. Somebody's been kissing all over this paper.
And it was a bill too.
Paper must have good money. Must drive a Porsche.
That joke is always funny. That's why I'm a sexist, really, because I think that kind of stuff just is always funny.
It's true, right? It's funny because it's true.
I guess.
Like fancy cars.
Well, I suppose. I wouldn't know. I got a dented Volvo from 1992.
Live fast, die, like G.J. Allen, am I right?
Reporting now either, because I have to hit it twice. Hello. No one is listening.
Part two of the podcast.
Listen to part two. Or three, depending on how I edit it. It might be part five. I don't know.
Part ten.
We're listening to Bitches Like Shit.
The Ben Folds cover. It's been a fun evening. Kind of relaxing. Just kind of hanging out with a couple people. Haven't done that in a while. Just enjoyed myself. Does it fall into the sphere of, I guess, private? No, public. Public life? Yeah. It's a Venn diagram. Occasionally they intersect, but not very much. I don't trust them to intersect by too much.
Not trusting.
I think that's a good thing, though.
To not trust?